A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to be back with you, and what a Sunday afternoon it was for the Marlins at Petco Park in San Diego, California. It was a rubber match for the Marlins. They were down early, but they stormed back late. With a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, last night, it was a four-run uprising in the top 11th that carried the Marlins to a 6-3 win over the Padres. Today, Marlins got the bats going a little bit earlier. In the sixth inning, they had the one big inning, scoring six times against two Padres pitchers on their way to a 7-3 victory here in San Diego, and wins in two out of three in this weekend series. On this Sunday afternoon, the rubber game of the three-game set, and early on, things are going the Padres' way, facing Tom Kohler in the bottom of the first. Manuel Margot led off with a single. Margot is now 9-for-16, three doubles, a triple, and two homers, leading off baseball games this year. He went to second base on an Eric Ibar ground ball. Will Myers struck out for the second out of the inning, but Yonhair Solarte stepped in, looking to give the Padres the first inning lead.
Here comes the next offering, and a ball fisted out toward right center. That's going to get down. That's going to score a run. Here comes Margot, and Solarte has a hit and an RBI, and the Padres have a 1-0 lead.
Well, Padres starter Luis Perdomo had beaten the Marlins twice last year, and he maintained that 1-0 lead all the way into the fourth inning in this ball game when the Padres looked for more. Yonhair Solarte led off the fourth with a walk against Kohler. So with nobody out, he was at first base for right fielder Hunter Renfro. Renfro gets into one. High fly ball to deep center. Yelich is back. He's at the wall, and Hunter Renfro is hit it out to dead center. A two-run shot, his fourth of the season, and the Padres extend the lead to 3-0. It stayed 3-0 through the fifth inning when Perdomo set down the side 1-2-3, and at the end of that half inning, Perdomo had retired seven straight and 10 of 11. Tom Kohler appeared to be on the ropes in the bottom of the fifth. With one out, he walked Manuel Margot, who was on base three times in this game. Then Eric Ibar singled. So the Padres, already up 3-0, had two on with one out, and they had their best hitter so far this year, Will Myers, to the plate. But Kohler induced a 5-4-3 double play to end that fifth inning, and the score stayed 3-0 San Diego. In the sixth, the Marlins hadn't had a base runner in a while, but that changed in a hurry. Martin Prado will lead off single against Perdomo, then a walk to Christian Yelich. Two on, nobody out for Giancarlo Stanton.
And the pitch. And Stanton lines the ball out into right center. That's going to get down. Coming around third is Prado. He's going to score. Going over to third is Yelich, and the Marlins are on the scoreboard. It's 3-1 San Diego.
That was it for Perdomo, pulled after 83 pitches, 49 strikes over five innings plus. He left the ball game with two men on, still nobody out. Craig Stammen out of the bullpen for the Padres, and the first man he went after was Marcell Ozuna.
The right-hander from the high set delivers, and the ball is sliced the other way under the glove of Will Myers and down the right field line. Home to score is Yelich. Stanton digging for third. He'll make it. The throw goes towards second. Ozuna slides in, and he's safe at second. And now it's a 3-2 game.
So the Marlins within a run. Then JT Realmuto kept the line moving.
Here's the pitch. A ball line through the left side. Base hit. Home to score is Stanton. Here comes Ozuna. He'll be held at third base. And Realmuto knocks in a run. That's his eighth RBI. And this game is now tied at three here in the sixth inning.
Five straight Marlins had reached base safely to begin the sixth inning. They had two on. Still nobody out. Then the big blow in the sixth delivered by Justin Bour.
Stamen to Bour. A swing, and here's a drive. This is to right field, and it's up, up and away, and a three-run home run for Justin Bour. And the Marlins have taken a 6-3 lead with the long ball. Justin's third of the year.
RBIs 7, 8, and 9 for the Marlins first baseman. He snapped the tie with that big blast. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Kevin Quackenbush came on, the third Marlins pitcher in that sixth inning. He set down 3-0 to finally escape the mess. But in the sixth, the Marlins sent 9 to the plate. They scored 6 runs on 5 hits, and they had turned this game around. Miami 6 and the Padres 3. Tom Kohler came out with a shutdown bottom of the sixth, retired the side 1-2-3, striking out Renfro and Sardinas to end the inning. And the Marlins handed the three-run lead to their bullpen. David Phelps, who has been scuffling this year, pitched a perfect seventh inning. Got Alan Cordoba on a fly ball to right. Luis Torrens on a fly ball to right. Then he struck out pinch hitter Austin Hedges. In the eighth inning was Brad Ziegler's turn. He allowed a two-out hit to Will Myers, snapping a run of nine straight set down by Marlins pitchers. But Yanher Solarte popped to second, and Ziegler had himself another scoreless inning, his ninth in 10 appearances this season. So he went to the ninth still, 6-3, the Marlins in front. Looking for more in the top of the ninth, D. Gordon delivered a leadoff triple, his first three-base hit of the season. After Martin Prado's ground ball kept Gordon at third base, with one out, up stepped Christian Yelich.
Here comes the pitch, and Yelich swings and hits a ball down the left field line toward the opposite field corner. Chasing back there is Cordoba, makes the catch. A sack fly for Christian Yelich brings home D. Gordon, and the Marlins are up 7-3.
With a four-run lead, there was no save in it, but A.J. Ramos came out and pitched nonetheless. Has not had a ton of work lately, and the Marlins have the day off tomorrow. A.J. made quick work of the Padres in the bottom of the ninth. Hunter Renfroe fly ball to center for out number one. Luis Sardinas a ground ball to second for the second out. So the Padres' last chance in this ball game was their rookie left fielder, Alan Cordoba.
2-0 the pitch. Cordoba hits it on the ground, diving for it to his left. Prado pops up, throws to first, and that's the end of the game. Cordoba out 5-3, a 1-2-3 ninth for A.J. Ramos, and the Marlins have won this game 7-3 and this series 2 games out of 3.
So the Marlins improved to 3-3 on the road trip. They win for the 10th time in their last 16 games. For Miami, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 7 men left. For the Padres, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 4 in the game. Tom Kohler with his first win of the season, his first win since August 9th of last year. He's 1-1. Kohler went 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, 7 Ks. He allowed the home run to Hunter Renfroe, 87 pitches, 55 strikes. Craig Stammen, the loser in relief for San Diego. He's 0-1. Time of the ball game was a brisk 2 hours 42 minutes, and a crowd of 26,070 goes home disappointed here in San Diego. The Marlins are 10-8 with the victory. Now 6-6 on the road this season, 3-3 on this road trip. Padres dropped to 8-12. They're 5-4 here at Petco. Padres now hit the road for the next 7, 4 in Arizona beginning tomorrow night before 3 in San Francisco. For the Marlins, next stop Philadelphia. Day off tomorrow, then 3 against the Phillies Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday afternoon. That'll be the final stop in our 3-city 9-game road trip. Again, with the win here today, the Marlins 3-3 on the trip. They beat the Padres 7-3.
An off day today for the Marlins. A nice win for the boys on Sunday to pick up a series victory. Tomorrow, they're in Philadelphia at 7:05 to take on the Philadelphia Phillies. The Marlins will return home this Friday, April 28th at 7:10 to take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. It is Marlins Fedora Night, courtesy of Leon Medical Center. So make sure you get your tickets now, marlins.com/tickets. Come out and join us. Fish family members, if you missed it yesterday afternoon, you had a lot of opportunities to get this one, too. It was a lot of chat on the Marlins Radio Network yesterday. Your Fish Family bonus code this morning is Gnarly, G-N-A-R-L-Y, Gnarly. That's your Fish Family bonus code this morning. 7:05 tomorrow in Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park against the Phillies. We'll be on there at 6:35. Come join us. We're on the Marlins Radio Network.